B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia.
Wake up, Philadelphia.
No, God, please, no, no.
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady, shut up. Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up.
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
All right, so I knew today, you know, it was Father's Day weekend. So I think, usually when I wake up, this show's on my mind, right? Like, what are we doing and that sort of thing. So, of course, you know, we knew Sunday's Father's Day, and I've done this show a long time, and there's always themes, right? When it's a holiday, it becomes part of the theme of the show. And I was thinking about the fact that it was Chunis's first Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I remember mine. I remember when Anthony was born. And I just remember that whole feeling and the excitement. And if I can impart one thing to, you know, our brethren, right? Like, if you don't have kids and at some point you're going to get mad, like, don't rush it. Enjoy yourself, right? Yeah. But when you do, I will tell you, it is the greatest thing ever. Like, thank God, very lucky to have done a lot of interesting things and fun things. There is no greater enjoyment than your children. I look at my two kids and I look at my boys and I could cry.
They're
the greatest gifts ever. You showed me a picture of Cooper smiling at you.
Yeah, it was a great
unadulterated love. Is the greatest gift you'll ever.
Yeah, I was very lucky that Christy captured it. She was just taking a picture of the baby, and he looked at me and smiled. He's starting to recognize us, right? Like me, at least me and Christy. And he just all of a sudden he saw me and had the biggest smile on his face. And Christy was literally taking a photo when it happened. So it was really cool. And I got to make it the background on my phone. Because he has smiled in the past, but that was like the first one where it was like a big smile. He was excited to see Dad. And that was cool. That was a good moment yesterday.
Dude, that's it's the greatest thing in the world. It truly, truly is. You know, I was lucky enough to, my friends, they're like great fathers. Like, I looked at how they were, you know, not to mention I was talking about my own father, but, you know, I look at my cousin Joey, his daughter, Dominica, who is just, he's a great dad, great, you know, just amazing. My buddy Boo, Tooch, with his two daughters.
Yeah.
Boo's got three kids. Joe Ben's got two. Like, I've watched them all, and they're just beautiful. Incredible, incredible. My man, Bobby, right? I'll tell you about Bobby, one of my best friends. It's like my brother, who, you know, unfortunately lost his wife at a very young age, and I always think of Bobby because he's such a great, great dad. He had to play mom and dad for his kids at a young age. And he went and got his master's degree while raising the kids. He would take them to the movies over and over again, right? So he can get 2 hours of sleep.
Wow.
And he would have his arms on both of them so he could feel them.
Yeah, of course.
While he was able to nod off.
Right.
And I see him as a dad. Like, what a great dad. I mean, just an amazing father. So I see that stuff. And that's what makes us stronger as a society.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what makes us, you know, we're trying times, right? Like, walk in the side, you know, inflation, the economy's rough, all kinds of things going on. Come off a pandemic that messed everybody up. So you need that strength.
Yeah, that bond, man.
So anyway, that's my little PSA for today.
Yeah, I'm excited for Sunday. It's gonna be a very, very special day. Dude, I've been thinking about the World Cup nonstop since it was announced yesterday around 5 o'clock. And I've told you, I was in Lithuania the last two World Cups. And I had that awesome experience of they had like this big projector screen in the middle of a park. And there was one game, yes. I was there, it was USA-Belgium.
Wow.
And USA is on the attack, and they take a shot on goal, and I'm the only person that was at that park that stood up in excitement because everybody else is rooting, you know, neighborhood. They're rooting for Team Belgium.
They're rooting for the waffles.
When Belgium scores, because the U.S. lost that game, when Belgium scores, the place goes nuts. And I'm just like, yeah, go, you know, I'm with you guys. Go Belgium. But that
no,
is.
No, you could.
No, I wasn't.
You
no.
could do that. That's when you got to be like an Eagle fan in Dallas.
Yeah, exactly.
Screw you, creepos.
But, like, I got a taste.
What are the waffles going to do for you?
I got a taste
You're in
of
trouble.
What.
Who's coming here? Who's coming to help you?
Yeah, we
USA,
are.
not Belgium.
I got a taste of how cool and how important soccer is to European countries, right? And it's not the same here. Like, you know, Christy was asking me.
Football.
Yeah, she goes, is soccer really not that big? I was like, there's a lot of soccer fans. Like, they watch the Real Madrids. They're not really in on the MLS just yet. That's starting to grow a little bit more. But an experience like that will be something that, you know, you'll talk about the rest of your life. And I was thinking about you, too, this morning. You just said it, too. You've experienced a lot through the world of sports. And you've never been to a World Cup game. What would that rival in terms of your overall experience? Like, I've never been to a Super Bowl. I'm sure you've covered it. So, yeah. Like.
Now, I've done a lot of different things, luckily. All the four sports.
Yeah.
Finals and all that stuff. I was thinking about this last night because of the World Cup. I've never done a World Cup. I've done Olympics.
That'd be cool.
Which is amazing. And, you know, Olympic basketball, which is incredible. The Olympics is probably the closest thing because it's such a world thing. The only thing I'll disagree with you, I will tell you, and, you know, I hear it debated a lot. I heard John talking about it one morning. I disagree with him that everybody's telling me soccer's going to take over or soccer's going to become popular, this and that, since the 70s.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I think it's here.
No, it's growing. It is.
I think it's legit.
But I think there are more fans
of more
Saturday morning Euro leagues more so than MLS. The Union have a great following.
I mean, the Suns have been, pretty, really impressive.
Right, but they're there every single day. You know, like, it's not, like, I don't think it's like a Phillies game where you'll buy gate tickets. Like, I think it's mainly season ticket holders. I think there's a growing fan base. I do.
Listen, I can't front, right? Like, I'm not going to lie to you and go, oh, all of a sudden, I find it enthralling at times. Like, I got to tell you, I didn't follow it. And, you know, again, I'm not a hater. I just was like, oh, well, you know, whatever. I didn't grow up with it. But there are times when I go, wow, like I get a lot of enjoyment. Like, I'll watch. It's weird. I watch a match. Now, I like the internet. Like, the Premier League is fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great league, but I can't lie and go, oh, I'm Mr. Premier League. I like the Euros. I like the Nat. I like the
when it's
World
country
Cup.
V country, yeah.
It's just such a high quality game.
So, a couple weeks ago, I watched the Ukraine play, I think it was Sweden or Switzerland, I forget which country it was, and it was their first match since everything that has gone down, right? And that's still going on, it's just not number one in the news anymore. But I saw the Ukraine score a goal, and the emotion that you saw, not only on the team, but the fans, because everybody's got the garb on, they got the flags.
Yes.
Like, that's something that, like, I'll be honest with you. I got choked up watching it because you're going, oh my God. Dude, think about everything that's going on.
I completely feel it. Yeah. The World Cup is tremendous. I wish we had the same, I wish we had the same, like, devotion to USA soccer.
Yes.
I have it more with the women than I do with the men.
Well, they've been much more successful.
Like, the women's soccer team, I like more than the men's soccer team. But I wish I had more of that. Like, I watched, like, you know, Italians, right? Like, so they love it. And, you know, they go nuts over it. Like, it's just amazing. And I love the, you know, my culture. So, you know, I appreciate with, I got a buddy when I tell you about Marco all the time, right?
Yeah.
And I'll never forget Croatia was playing, I think it was France or Germany. And I'm watching, I'm rooting for him.
Yeah.
Right? I'm rooting for Marco in Croatia. And then, like, you know, there's the president of Croatia,
oh,
right?
Yeah, it's
like
so
the prime
cool.
minister. And it's just the whole country. Is, you know, the thing is that we're so vast. Like, we're such a big country.
Yeah.
That it's you know, it's different.
It is different.
You know?
It is different. But I'm so excited, man. Like, I went to World Series Game 3 in 2008. Went to a game in the 09 World Series. So going to a World Series was really cool. But I haven't been to any, like, I've never been to a tournament game, NCAA tournament. Like, I've never been to a March Madness game. So, like, going to a World Cup game in 2026 will probably be up there for one of the greatest experiences.
I should try to rank them. I loved, like, you know what was funny? I love covering the... I love Final Fours are fun, but I like the Saturday better than the championship game. Like, two games.
Yeah.
I used to like covering the regional. You had four games. But, I mean, they were fun. Super Bowls, I'll be honest with you, I've done, I don't know, at least a dozen of them.
A little overrated?
Yeah. If you, it's a spectacle.
Yeah.
It's not even about the sport.
It's everything else that's going on. Halftime show, the weekend party.
Yeah. But it's not as, like, as far as a sporting event.
Right.
And being, I kind of know what you mean. You need more, like, the championship games were better.
Right. Okay.
I remember one of my first championship games I covered was Packers-Niners.
Wow.
And it was Steve Young or was it Montana? I think it was Young Favre.
That's awesome.
And it was at Lambeau.
That's awesome.
And it was, you know, January.
Brutally cold,
freezing.
Yeah. It's cold.
I remember getting to Lambeau Field and going, wow, man. It, like, you know, it was like, wow, this is football.
Yeah. Because like you're at a home stadium.
That was way better than,
you're not at a neutral field.
In some dome and all.
The Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.